some of the Chassidish rabbis, it seems from looking at their svarim, certain rabbis had, they had psukim in every parasha that particularly spoke to them. And you see that from year to year, the particular psukim they would return to, every year with a different kenech, every year with a different angle, a new insight. I had the chance to spend time with some of you this past Thursday afternoon. We were talking a little bit about Laman Tia Taras Hashem B'Ficha, near the end of the second to last paragraph of Parshas Bo, end of Kadesh Li. I was very excited over the course of Shabbos. I discovered that this was one of the psukim that the Sfasanas were returned to from year to year. 141 years ago, Tafrei Shlamakas, Sfas Emes, second Gaon Rebbe said something very surprising on that pasuk. Pasuk's talking about, obviously, the parasha of Tefillin. And the pasuk talks about the significance of Tefillin, that it keeps Toras Hashem Befinu, in the context of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, that's the first two parashas of Tefillin. I have a focus on Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim coming at the end of Parshas Bo. So Sandus writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim before he gave us the Torah. Theoretically, Baruch Hashem could have given us the Torah in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us, Yetzias Mitzrayim came first, Matan Torah came second. So Sandus writes, that's the way it has to be. There's a natural progression there. We needed the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to be mukshar the Kabbalah Sa Torah. Not just the practicality of we needed freedom from the Egyptians in order to discuss Kabbalah Sa Torah. We needed the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, actually Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? And he writes that obviously we reconnect with that every year. Pesach comes first, Shavuos comes second. And he says, and that's why every single day, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Docha Mitzvah. D'oraisa D'rabban, we could discuss it some other time. He says, that's why Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to come before Kabbal Sal Malch Shemayim Kriyashim. And then he moves on. Take a look. The last paragraph of Sfas Emes, Tav Reish Lam Ches, 141 years ago. Muzar. I was looking at that, I was trying to figure out over the course of Shabbat, what does that mean? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim comes before Kriyat Shema, but it doesn't. So, Vayomer is the last paragraph of Kriyat Shema, and then it's amplified in the Bracha Emes Yasev Emes Vemuna, which comes after that. So, Ma Pesher Advar. It's true that Yetzias Mitzrayim, historically, came before Mamre Har Sinai. It's true that in terms of the Yom Tovim, we commemorate that. Pesach comes before Shavuos. But Vayomer does not come before Shema. Vayomer doesn't come before Vayim Shema. Ma Pesher Advar. You gotta talk to a Ger Chassidim or other experts in the Svarim HaKadosh. But if you look a couple years later, deeper into Sfas Emes and Parshas Bo, it could be that what he means is not the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim comes before Kriyat Shema in the sense of saying the Parsha of Vayomer, saying Ani Hashem Elokeichem, saying the Bracha Emes Yasser Emes Vemuna. Those come later. Could be what he means is Hanachas Tefillin comes first. Hare Hanachas Tefillin have four parshas, two of which are Kriya Shema, as we have it, Shema Vayim Shema. The other two parshas are focused not on our Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, but the historical basis for it. Kadesh Liyah Vaikiv Yechad, the parshas in this week's, the last two paragraphs of this morning's laning. So it could be what the Sfas Emes means is that we need to put on tefillin before we say Kriyat Shema. And that the reason why we put on tefillin, perhaps when he's driving at, again, if you take a look a couple years later into the parshas Bo, there's things that are reminiscent of this idea, that the reason why we have to put on tefillin in advance of Kriyat Shema is because we need to equip ourselves with Kadesh Levay Kiyaviyach, we need to equip ourselves with the connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim before we can engage in our own personal Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim, our own personal recommitment to Matan Torah. If that's the case, so then that sheds new light on a Gemara and Brachas, Afidal Daf Tazvav. The Gemara talks about the recipe for Kabbalah, a Jew wants to have Kabbalah al Mafushal Mayim Shalema. I want to become more completely an Eved Hashem. I want to more completely connect myself and subordinate myself, surrender myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the recipe? The Gemara has five ingredients. The first two are preparatory. You use the bathroom, and you wash until you die, and then you're ready to engage in what sounds like the three key ingredients are tefillin, Kriyat Shema, Shemoneh Esrei. A certain obvious thematic connection. Because Sfasemis is giving us added insight into why it is you're wearing tefillin, you have your tefillin on in advance of Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Not just so that they will be simultaneous. They'll have, if I don't put on tefillin beforehand, I'm not going to have tefillin on for Kriyat Shema. But it's also because the tefillin is already in engagement with Yetzias Mitzrayim. As an aside, if that's the case, so then that means those three elements are tefillin with a focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then Kriyat Shema with a focus on, Rabban speaks at in the introduction to Sefer Shmos, that Sefer Shmoshin to Matan Torah, in which case the third element, Shemoneh Esrei, is a reconnection to the third element of the Geula of Sefer Shmos. I'm sure you're aware, Rabban speaks at in the introduction to Sefer Shmos, that Sefer Shmos as a whole, the Sefer HaGolos VaGula, that we're tracing like a cosine curve. Shmos begins at the top, it backs up to when they're in Eretz Yisrael. You see the very rapid descent into Golos, and you see the slow step-by-step building back to that same Madrega. Through three major steps, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamre Har Sinai is an incredibly powerful encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Rabban explains, incredibly powerful, extraordinarily intense, and entirely ephemeral. It came and went. When Mamre Har Sinai was over, there was nothing left. There's absolutely no Kedusha. You can figure out where Har Sinai is. It's probably not Jabal Musa, but wherever it is, there's no Kedusha whatsoever. You can walk all over it. It means nothing. It was incredibly intense. The Torah is permanent. But the Mamad, what happened on Har Sinai, once it was over, the Chumash says, there's no Kedusha left on Har Sinai. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're not done with Shmos yet. We're not done with the process of Geula yet. Because the process of Geula will be not only having had that moment, but figuring out how to make it permanent through having a Mishkan. And that's why Rabban writes, Shmos goes all the way until the Mishkan is built, the pieces are put together, and the Shechina moves in. That's the closing act. That's when the curtain falls on Sefer Shmos, because Geula is complete. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mamre Har Sinai, a place of avoda, tefillin, Kriyat Shema, Shemoneh Esrei. And it could also be, and just thinking about what this means practically, the Yetzias Mitzrayim has to come before Kabbalah Satorah. Rav Cohen Shlita mentioned before that we need to learn Sefer Musa. It's always good to put Kabbalah into place right now, right away. So Mesillas Yesharim writes, you zoom out on Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim writes the beginning of the fourth Midah. Perek Gimel, maybe? So Tricious, he says, the first three Midahs were what you need to be a good Jew. To be a tzaddik, to do the right thing. From this point and on is what Finim Mishurus did. How avai we should be zocha to be tzaddik. What do you need to be a tzaddik? Three things. The strange thing part is that the third one is halacha. The third one is looking, open up Shulchan Aruch and figure out why I'm not doing it properly. The first two, the Zahiris and Zerizas, are what we would perhaps call Yira and Ava, becoming thoughtful people with an awareness of the substance and gravitas of life. And then Zerizas, where you move from just an awareness that life matters to an excitement and a simcha. And avoda me'ava. So I have year in place, and then I have ava in place, and finally comes Nikias, where I actually open Shulchan Aruch and figure out, well, what I need to tweak. What have I been rationalized that needs to be changed? What are all the pirtei halacha? How about davarhu? I would have thought the Shulchan Aruch should come first. But no, Mesil Sharm says, you first, with your understanding of Shulchan Aruch, you're going to develop the basis. You can develop the yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yira, the Ava, the Hiris, and the Zrizas. And then once those pieces are in place, so now I'm Mukhshar Lakaba. Now I'm the sort of person who's ready to absorb. Let's actually open Shulchan Aruch and see what needs tweaking. Once I've put the Yesodos into place, the Yetzias Mitzrayim came first, the Mamon Har Sinai came second. The exposure to Ribbono Shel Olam came first, and that created, as both Rav Cohen and Rav Goldach, Shlita said before, building Yesod. The goal, as I mentioned to some of you on Thursday, if your attitude about your year or two or three in Eretz Yisrael is these are my years in yeshiva, period, and everything afterwards is maintenance, achen vei, you just created an unnecessary glass ceiling for yourself. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch has in mind for us. That's not what says in Shulchan Aruch. That's not what it says in Rambam. That's not what it says in Chumash. This is Talmud Torah. Absolutely, a Jew should strive to be a great Talmud Chacham when he's 21 than when he's 17. A Jew should also strive to be a great Talmud Chacham when he's 31 than when he's 21. A greater Talmud Chacham when he's 61 than when he's 41. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to be dynamically, actively, ambitiously growing our learning from month to month, from year to year, from decade to decade. And you're in a Gevaldik Yeshiva right now. And next year and the year after that, you'll be in a Gevaldik Yeshiva as well. And if you come in with that Hagdara in mind, that you're going from one amazing Yeshiva to another amazing Yeshiva, you set yourself up for extraordinary growth. Ongoing, continuous, dynamic growth, the sort that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us. And to realize that each shlag, to appreciate Kalal in life in general, in terms of your growth and learning in particular, to enjoy each phase, to enjoy, to stop to smell the roses at each shlav in life. And each shlav is setting you up for the next step in the onward, upward spiral of growth, from year to year, from decade to decade. And every step is Yetzias Mitzrayim for the next Mamar Har Sinai. And these are ideas we take with us in the long run, and they're also ideas we take with us tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we put in tefillin. It's one of the three mitzvahs where the Bach writes, "Lamanti Atoshem Beficha," that it's not sufficient to do the Maaseh Mitzvah, or even to do the Maaseh Mitzvah with an awareness that this is Tzivui Hashem. Bach writes, based on the Torah, tefillin is one of the three mitzvahs where an appreciation of the ideas behind the mitzvah, time of the Torah, is ma'akiv. "Lamanti Atoshem Beficha." Tefillin is a mitzvah that's supposed to get you to awareness. That's why you have that the Hindi Mucham in the Siddur. Some of the basic ideas. We'll put on Tefillin Rechem in just a few hours as a preparation for Shema Shmon Asrei, preparation of Kabbalah Salma Hashemayim, for renewing our connection to Mamar Har Sinai and to Avod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that awareness that we have every single day we go through that cycle. Every year we go through a cycle of Pesach and Shavuos, and perhaps Sukkot, corresponds according to the Gra to the beginning of the process of making Mishkan. Every single day we go through the process, every morning, Tefillin and Shema and Shema Nezah, that reminds us that we live in cycles within cycles. We can keep building from day to day, from year to year, in our Avodas Hashem, in our awareness of Ribbono Shel Olam, in our connectedness to Torah, and our striving for becoming greater Talmidei Chachamim. We wish you all incredible, incredible Hatzlacha in the days, months, years and decades to come. Shaka Echer. That's it.